Words from above. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. What is your philosophy of life? Do you only believe in yourself, only in the things that you can see, your own achievements? Or do you also believe in a higher being? But if so, is that higher being connected? Is there any connection to your life? Do you let God talk to you in all the things that happen every day, every minute, all the good and bad things that happen to us, that God talks in them in various ways, often different than we expected? Are you open for His message? He has many words and many ways to speak to us in His word, in the things that happen, and in many other ways. He also spoke to His people, Isaiah 41, verse 5, verse 4. He who made all that, who was it who made all that, he asks. Who has determined the course of history? I, the Lord, was there at the beginning, and I, the Lord, will be there at the end. And that Lord, the Almighty, the Creator of the universe, He is not distant, He is not far away from us. He is everywhere, surrounding us, even in us, only one prayer away. We open our ears to listen to Him. We tell Him what is going on in our heart. He knows everything, and He gives a good news even of peace. Peter said, I now truly understand that God does not show favoritism. He welcomes those from every nation who fear Him and do what is right. He has sent His message to His people, proclaiming the gospel of peace, the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. Through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all, He gives us the good news of peace. Lord, we thank You for that good news of peace. By ourselves, we do not deserve such a good news. We would deserve condemnation and to be judged. And yet You have set us free. Thank You for all the grace that You show. Thank You for that good news of peace. You who are almighty, who always has been there and always will be, You want to talk to us such great promises. Your words of peace. Thank You for Your forgiveness, for Your kindness, for Your help. Help us to understand Your words and to listen to them. You want to help everybody from everywhere. Make us free from all slavery, from all persecution, from all temptations. You already have won the victory over devil and death, over sin, over hell. Praise and glory and honor be to You forever. Amen.